Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Merry Christmas. It's still the time and season of Christmas, the time that we remember God coming to be with us, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with us. And especially in this time, we celebrate God with us in the form of an innocent, vulnerable baby. God's incarnate word. Incarnate. Kind of a fancy word for the word baby. Think about that. And it evokes an awful lot of feelings and memories for me when I think of babies. I remember holding them. And if you can remember holding a baby too, I invite you just to hold on to that memory and to just, if you feel comfortable, to close your eyes and remember that feeling of holding a baby for the first time. Feeling of that baby's weight in your arms. Of how very careful you were in holding and making sure that that baby was safe and that baby would not fall. Holding the head just so. Holding it and keeping it warm and safe. And those feelings of joy and of love and of hope of this new life, this new incarnate life that is now in your arms. And as you're holding this little life in your arms, remember the words of our gospel today. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. In Him all things came into being. And without Him, not one thing came into being. What came into being through Him was life. And this life was the light for all people. The light shines in darkness. And the darkness will not overcome it. Holding that image of God as an infant, God choosing to come to us, to be with us, and taking the shape and form of a little child, a very vulnerable life that seeks protection and warmth. And this is our image to behold today. This God who comes to us in something so fragile and vulnerable. When I think of fragile and vulnerable babies, I think of the first time that I held my nephew, godson, Elijah, in my arms. That very same feeling that we probably experienced in holding that baby in our memory. Receiving him for the first time and bringing him close to me, I was so worried I would drop him. I was so worried that I might harm him. But once I gathered him in my arms, I just remember feeling that warmth of his body heating mine too. And I remember bringing him close to me and just smelling him. You know that smell that babies have? That freshness, that feeling of alive. And whatever else may come after that smell. But we can't predict that. We can't always expect what is to come with these new lives. But we bear an awful lot of hope and love. And we treasure these new lives. Again, placing so much hope in them. This sense of almost wanting to protect them, not knowing what the future may bear for them. And I think of my nephew Elijah now, 19, and who was to know his future, that at age 14 he would lose both his parents. that he would also be given so much love and support by a loving family. And that with this loving family, he grew up to be strong and smart. And now he is a student at UC Davis, and I get a chance to see him a little more often. But we don't know what is to come of these little fragile lives that we hold in our hearts. God, Emmanuel, God with us, God becoming one of us as an infant, as a vulnerable, dependent, fragile little life. This is the image that we have of God today. And with us in our lives, our fragile sometimes lives, sometimes fragile, sometimes filled with unknown things, painful things, illness, sickness, the experience of loss or death, poverty, sickness, homelessness, all the various things that come our way in life. We do not necessarily think of this God or the God of the infant. What we, on the contrary, look for is the God of strength, the God of glory, the God who will come to us and to protect us during our times of fragility, in our times of fear, in our times of difficulty. But here he is. Here we are in this time. In this time of this mystery of holding this God. And as Father Phil so eloquently said in the Christmas Eve homily, are we ready to receive this mystery of God, this God who comes to us in this time as a fragile, vulnerable child? What a paradox of these two images of God. God as powerful, and now in this time, God as fragile and vulnerable. I ask that you hold on to this mystery that we hold on to this time of the year. Hold on to this time and this image and this mystery of God who has life that is also very fragile, just as our lives are fragile. Hold on to this mystery of this God. And as we remember, as we would holding a baby, a little innocent, dependent, fragile baby, we're also called and challenged to remember that as we hold this mystery, we must never forget that this mystery holds us. Thank you.